Philadelphia's Muslim community is rallying behind a student athlete who was benched during a basketball game because she didn't have a waiver to wear a hijab. WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports that lawmakers and school officials are now calling on the state to stop requiring waivers in the first place.
Sophomore Nasiha Thompson King plays for Mastery Shoemaker Charter School in West Philly. Last week, during a quarterfinal playoff game, a referee told the young guard she couldn't play wearing a traditional Muslim headscarf. The reason? The state never cleared it. Mastery principal Sharif El-Mekki is outraged. He says the decision was purely based on prejudice.
Muslim students don't need the PIAA's permission to wear hijab. That's already been provided by God Almighty, and to a much lesser extent, the constitutions of Pennsylvania and the United States of America.
PIAA, the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, requires schools to provide a waiver if a student wears a scarf during competition. Melissa Mertz is associate executive director of the governing body. She says the requirement is there to keep students safe.
We just need to make sure that the student we're putting out there that has a modification, or whatever it may be, that, you know, there's no risk to other students. It's not going to come undone. It's not going to doesn't have any sharp edges, doesn't have any hard unyielding pieces to it, and that everybody's safe.
Fatima Thompson, Nasiha's mom, doesn't buy that.
The hijab does not present any safety issue. It certainly is not woven with any special materials giving the student special powers.
Mertz says PIAA will discuss the policy in the coming months and that it's possible it'll be reworked. In the meantime, her organization has approved a waiver for Nasiha to wear a hijab during Sunday's city championship game. Still, the teenager says it was outrageous that a ref was able to bench her. She's optimistic the state will soon see things the same way.
Change is coming, and it's coming rapidly, and I'm very proud of that.
Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.